Several factors could shape the upcoming midterm election in Nevada. The state now has about 1.5 million active registered voters, which is a record number. Democrats have a nearly 5-point lead over registered Republicans. Also, Nevada could make history as the first female majority-led state house. KUNR's On Gray checks in with a political science professor for Truckee Meadows Community College to learn more.
Precious Hall, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, On.
So in this upcoming midterm, Democrats are hoping for what has been referred to as this blue wave. Do you think that will pan out in Nevada?
I think it's very possible, because one of the things that we have to understand is that Nevada over the past few elections has steadily becoming more blue. So we actually right now currently have more Democrats registered to vote in the state of Nevada than we do Republicans. So if we're going to see the effect of the blue wave anywhere, Nevada would be one of the likely states that we would see that happen. Hillary Clinton carried the state in 2016. Barack Obama carried the state in 2008 and 2012. So we've really been in this blue section for a while now. So Nevada is turning from more swing to more blue. But of course, that could always change.
And then what's the Nevada GOP then doing to push back on this so-called blue wave? And there are a few big races at play in this midterm. We have the governor's race, and then we have also the U.S. Senate race between Dean Heller and Jackie Rosen.
Well, the Republicans are definitely trying to do their best to register more voters, because at the end of the day, it comes down to the voters. It doesn't matter how much money you spend in an election. It doesn't matter how much money you spend on a campaign. If you can't turn out the voters to come and support your candidate, it's not going to happen. So where we see the Republicans really trying to gain ground is by making sure that they're getting people registered, they're getting people to the polls, they're educating people about early voting, when the election is, because ultimately it comes down to the voters.
And then another big voting block that people are really paying attention to are women. In the last general election, there were unprecedented numbers of women in particular advocating for women's rights and for equality. And we started seeing even more of this as record-breaking numbers of protesters showed up at the Women's March, which took place the day after the Trump inauguration. Some are saying this movement could create a pink wave. Do you think women voters will be shaping this upcoming election?
Well, I think women voters have shaped many elections. I think one of the critical factors in any election has been the vote of the female voter. And one of the things that we have to think about, particularly when we think about 2016, women were instrumental not only in the elections, but particularly for Donald Trump. You had a lot of women, particularly conservative, who were voting in support of their husbands. So the woman's vote has always been crucial. And one could really say that this year, sort of last year and a half, 2017, 2018, has almost been the year of the woman politically. I mean, you had the resurgence of women coming out, being vocal, being critical, throwing their hat in the ring. We have more women running for office this election than we have in a very long time. You have a lot of unprecedented things that are happening as far as women candidates. I mean, if you think about nationally, you have Stacey Abrams, who's on the verge of becoming the first Black female governor of Georgia. You have women who have unseated really some solid incumbents in Massachusetts and New York. And in Nevada, we have more women on the ballot on the state level. So we've really seen sort of a resurgence of women kind of being confident to not only voice their opinions, but to step in and to say, we want to be the people who make these decisions. So it's certainly what we're calling a pink wave, but I really could say we can definitely call this sort of the year of the woman, which is really sort of reminiscent of what happened in the early 90s when we had a large wave of women elected to Congress. This is reminiscent of that time.
Nevada could be history-making in this upcoming election because we could have the first female majority state house. And how competitive are the races here in Nevada?
I think one of the things that's important for particularly Nevada voters to understand is that Nevada has consistently been in the top five for the number of female representatives they have. To become a majority actually isn't that big of a step. We're actually averaging right about 40% of females making up our state legislature. So to get to that critical 51 is really going to come down to a matter of about five races. Four in very competitive districts, but it's certainly not impossible. And like I said, it really comes down to who's going to show up to vote on election day.
Precious Hall is a professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you.